Hallelujah. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise. Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, 'Teacher, what should we do?' He answered them, 'Stop collecting more than what is prescribed.' Soldiers also asked him, 'And what is it that we should do?' He told them, 'Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone. And be satisfied with your wages.' Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, 'I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.' Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. You know, it's all a matter of perspective, how you look at things. One weekend, a man broke his eyeglasses. He needed to get them repaired right away. He went to an optometry shop with a sign in the window, "Glasses repaired while you wait." The lady at the desk checked the broken glasses. "No problem. They will be ready by Thursday." "What?" the man exclaimed. "How about your sign? It says glasses repaired while you wait." "Well," said the woman, "you'll be waiting, won't you?" Advent is called the waiting season. Each Advent, the church reminds us of the almost endless years the chosen people waited for the Messiah. Today is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete in Latin, rejoice, be glad. The wait for Christmas is more than half over. We are taught that during this Advent season, the primary virtue to cultivate is patience. Patience. Nobody likes to wait. There was a man who waited hours to finally get in to see the doctor. Examining the man's ears, the doctor remarked, "Man, you need a haircut." "Yeah," said the patient, "but I didn't need one when I first got here." Waiting is no fun. And yet when we think about it, we wonder what it is we are supposed to be waiting for. Advent leads up to Christmas. And yet Christmas, the birth of Christ, has already happened. It took place in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. So what we are waiting for has already taken place. Christ is not born over and over again each year. He was born at a specific time in a specific place in a particular way centuries ago. It's good to practice patience. It is good to recall the waiting of the chosen people for the Messiah. But that's about it. The Savior's already here. We do then wonder what Advent is waiting for. We can question why we are waiting for a Savior. We wonder because today so many people have the impression we don't need one. We get the idea we have already made it. For many people, the American dream is it. The American dream, it's rooted in a worthy set of ideals. Democracy, rights, liberty, opportunity, equality. These rights give everybody an equal chance at success. And if you are successful, you're automatically always happy. But the comedian George Carlin said, it's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. Getting ahead has become the savior. The Grundy County Courthouse is not far outside Chicago. And at the courthouse grounds, they have a nativity scene. The manger is surrounded by the Statue of Liberty. Our founding fathers, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin. George Washington is on his knees. But in the manger is not the Christ child, but a copy of the Bill of Rights. We Americans provide our own Savior. Over 50 years ago, people realized this season is so commercialized, so someone coined the phrase, put Christ back into Christmas. Little did we dream it would go this far. The Christ child, kicked out of his manger bed, replaced by a government document. We have the impression, the illusion, that we can save ourselves. No Savior needed. Yet, we are still waiting for something. We know there has to be more. We are designed by God to long for something better. 20 years ago, a movie came out called As Good As It Gets. Jack Nicholson plays a man who meets regularly with his therapist. In one scene, Jack Nicholson stomps out of the office after an appointment that did not go well. He slams the door. He turns to the people in the waiting room, shouting, "Did you people ever stop to think, what if this is as good as it gets?" Well, let's hope our world today is not as good as it gets. Even for those who achieve the American dream, we always want more. Peace on earth is yet to be achieved. It can't be as long as sin exists. The real something we are waiting for is beyond this world. We can't even be totally sure of what it is we are waiting for. In today's epistle, St. Paul says, "The peace of God surpasses all human understanding." When Christ was born in Bethlehem, he sure was not the sort of Savior they had imagined. And when we meet Christ at the end of time, it will be beyond our comprehension. All we know is that it is worth waiting for. So this weekend, we do rejoice. Gaudete. Advent is more than half over. And this wonderful season of Christmas will soon be here. Christmas is like no other time of year that we know. It is wonderful. And the next time Christ comes to earth, it'll be like nothing we have ever known or dreamed of. And that's what makes each Christmas so great. Without the first coming of Christ in Bethlehem a couple thousand years ago, we would have no hope of him coming again as he promised. And like the guy's glasses, our broken lives will be repaired. And all the waiting in the world will be well worth it.